When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Steve Sippel.
Hut, hut, hike!
The conversation gets even more uncomfortable, okay?
Omaha!
Steve Sippel on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
That you see there, we're joined on the 42 Degrees of Source Hotline by Stephen M. Sippel of HuskerOnline.com. Sippel, hello, happy Friday, how are you?
Oh, good. This is odd. We're doing it on time.
This is all very normal right now. It is odd in a way.
Let's keep it normal, Happer.
Okay. Yeah, because Josh tried to call and you went straight to voicemail again, and I said, "Why don't you try again?" And we got you.
I'm just flighty. I mean, I was planning on doing it. I just went for a walk with my dog, and I was like, "Oh, bullet, we got to get back."
You could talk to us on your walk.
I didn't have my phone.
Oh, okay. Well, then you can't.
All right. So, yeah, I don't know why I didn't take it. It's just a lapse. What's on your mind today, guys?
I listened to your lovely post-game podcast from last week's spring game as I was mowing my lawn on Sunday.
Good job.
Thank you. And it seemed like you were even more blown away by Dylan Raiola than you even thought you were going to be. You said, I thought he would be good. I didn't think he'd be that good. Is the thought still the same today?
All right, you find in this world that if you get enthusiastic about something, you'll get beaten down pretty fast.
yeah.
That's kind of what happened over the week. Not totally. I was impressed. I remain impressed. Now, you know, the football guys that you talk to, the former coaches and such, former players that know a little bit more than I do, you know, they come at you with, hey, it was a vanilla defense. Who are those receivers beating, you know, for those passes, that kind of thing. Who was even on defense? They weren't playing their best guys. And I get all that. I mean, I knew that all that in the moment. I took that in consideration. He still threw passes that were, you know, better than we've seen here. And
right.
Oh, since Vince Ferragamo, probably in the 70s. I mean, he's good. He knows what he's doing. And I remain very impressed with Dylan. And I think that's where all this is headed. I mean, come on. I've heard you talk. You know, everybody knows it.
I don't care. For me, like, I ended up being really happy about the regular stuff. And so that takes out who you were playing against and the speed of it. Like, it's a situation that was set up to have it look clean, and it was clean. Like, he did everything. Like, that's the thing that gets me the most excited about what they could do right off the bat. The ceiling stuff will come into play later in the year, and he'll need to make some big plays and all that stuff. But, like, I'm more excited about the regular, like, just quarterback 101 stuff.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. And he completed some good-looking passes. And, you know, the operation looked good. It's all going to ramp up. I think we know that. Everything's going to ramp up for Dylan. And I like what they – oh, yeah, here's the thing, Happer. He had a good spring. It wasn't just a good spring game. Yeah. If we would heard, and we would have heard, if Dylan struggled during the spring, we would hear it. You would hear it. Mitch would hear it. Sam would hear it. Sean would hear it. You know, and it would be portrayed that way. But he didn't. He had a good spring, and he had a good spring at times against the number one defense. And he had a good spring at times when, you know, they were coming at him. The quarterback picture, I just feel pretty good about in general, because it looked like Heinrichs improved Heinrich probably threw the best pass of the day, that ball to Borkature that went for 61 yards. I thought that was the best pass of the day. I think they're in good shape there.
With that being said, I mean, I don't know how you sort of felt about this team overall going into the spring, but how do you feel about it now, maybe compared to them? And as you start to look, you know, kind of gear our attention ahead toward the summer stuff, like what the schedule looks like and all this stuff, like how do you feel like Nebraska stacks up at this? We don't have a great idea of it yet. But this will kind of set the tone for the conversation, the talking points of the summer. Like, how do you feel about it right now in general?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I can preview a column I'm going to write, I guess.
Please do.
It's not that interesting. The way I'm going to put it, I think, is I have a lot of minor questions about this team, but no real major ones.
Yeah.
I do have minor questions, though. For instance, how is the freshman quarterback going to react when the heat comes? And the heat always does. And there's going to be a lot of there'll be a lot of challenging moments for Dylan and for whoever else probably has to come into game at times to relieve him if that happens. I think they're good at running back, but I don't think they're explosive at running back. The offensive line still has a lot to prove, in my opinion. I think in most people's opinion, the kicker and the punter are concerns, along with a new long snapper. Both the kicker and the punter are concerns at this point. You could almost get me to major concern in the context of all the close games Nebraska has lost in the last 5 years or 4 years, whatever, however you want to say it. There's other minor concerns. I'm a little concerned about that corner opposite Tommy Hill, what that's going to look like. You might have some inexperience at that corner. The defense only forced 13 turnovers last year. That's got to improve. Those are all sort of minor things, but they all add up to me to a hesitancy to pick them to win 8 games. I just would still be, because of all those concerns, I'm still in the 7 range. And then there's the one other sort of broad concern is they still don't appear to have any super explosive players in general. Just guys that, you know, pop, Levante David and Amir Abdullah's, Rex Burkhead's and Randy Gregory's, and then go back and picking Amon Green or whoever, but you don't see that. So there's still a lot of work to do for that crew over there.
Hey, maybe the quarterback is that, though. You know, he's a 5-star after all.
Yeah, he might be. That's a good point, actually. I will see on that. I think we feel pretty similarly about Dylan. And yeah, it's good. It's a good. They're going to get better quarterback play.
Yeah,
Rule said that the other day. They're better at quarterback, and they are better at quarterback. Harbert got better, it looks like to me, and it sounds like to me. Daniel Kalen is, we'll see on all. I mean, Daniel, I think he had a good spring, and I liked what I saw there. They're not going to have they're not going to have 25 turnovers at that position.
No,
you know, they're not going to have an touchdown interception ratio of 10 to 16. I can't even imagine that happening again.
No, I cannot either. That would be very hard. If that happens, that's not happening this year. That's for sure. I think the reason why, one of them anyway, obviously there's the talent of the position. I was amazed by like just the calm nature of the entire thing. I think, you know, when I think about Nebraska's offenses over the last few years, they've been really boom or bust. It's been either like we got nothing going on or we got a huge play down the sideline or something like that. And, you know, quarterbacks are kind of helter skelter, and there were 16 interceptions last year and all this stuff. Like, it's funny because he's already he's already better just from a talent perspective than anybody had they've had over the last couple of years. But he's also got this like this calm to him that I think will have more of a like a lasting effect on the offense as a whole than his actual talent will. Like just like I said, the quarterback stuff.
I think so. It's interesting to hear you talk that way about a freshman. I think you're right. I mean, Dylan's just like that. He's composed. But, you know, it's all in the context of his high school years and the spring ball. I'm always going to go to the, you know, hey, Happer, I like to say it this way. And if I've noticed it over the years, if that position, I hate to be over dramatic, but it looks to me sometimes like the world, it must feel like the world caving in around the quarterback.
Yeah.
At times. I mean, it must. Yeah, I can't imagine the pressure some of those guys have felt over the years. And obviously some handle it better than others. I do think Dylan is equipped to handle it, in part because the way he grew up, you know, in a household with a father who played at a super high level for 14 years in the NFL. And then being around Matthew Stafford, Kitna, all the guys that he knows, his dad knows, and then just having his demeanor. I think there's a good shot there for him to stay that way. And you know what happened? The other thing, let's face it, a lot of this conversation is about Fedoni and Jamal Banks and Isaiah Nayor and
man
and Lloyd
yep.
and Ja'Cory Barney. It's a lot of it's that. Now, if you put Amir Abdullah behind him or a Burkhead, that's when it's really then you start to really think about life. But it looks pretty good at the receiver positions, and I love Fedoni, and they're gonna add Carter Nelson, and that'll be something to watch too.
I've asked people this question all week, so they're probably sick of hearing me ask it. But you're our last guest of the week, so here it is for you as well. Dylan Raiola walks into the best situation around him offensively since what?
Oh, I don't. I'm gonna say since they had 14 probably or 13 that area when they had whatever years they had a Nunwan, Bell, and Westerkamp, where I think all those guys were together at least one year, right?
Yeah, I think 13 or 14. Yeah,
yeah, it's been a long time. I'd go back that far. Maybe you could tell me something. Yeah, I like 15 or 16, but I can't. I'd have to look at those rosters a little closer. But I mean, when they had Bell and a Nunwan, Westerkamp. And there was somebody else in there that was – there's a couple others that I'm missing that were pretty good in that. Oh, they had that Kittle. Was it Alonzo Moore?
So 14 their leading receivers were Bell, Westerkamp, DeMorne Pearsonell, and then Amir, and then Alonzo Moore. And then they had Seathan Carter too.
Yeah, that's good. I'd go back. So you're going back 10 years. You are.
Yeah.
That's a good group. Those are good players.
Yeah, 15, they had Westerkamp, Brandon Riley, and then Alonzo Moore, and then Seathan Carter, and then freshman Stanley Morgan was on that team too. That's a good group. That's probably a better group than 14 was.
No, I don't think so. I disagree. Was a Nunwan 14?
No, a nun was last 13? Year was, it might have been, it was 13.
So they had Anunwa Bell,
Westerkamp were their top three, and then Amir, and actually their next leading receiver after Westerkamp ended up being Sam Burch that year.
That's pretty good, though. The top three there are really good.
Yeah.
They have the big body receiver there in Anunwa. Yeah.
Okay, so you have that, and then we also, like, I don't know what it's going to end up being and what it's going to equal out to be as freshman year, but we all seem to be in agreement that Nebraska has their best quarterback in probably that period of time as well. So I don't know, Sipple. There's going to be a couple big numbers there, like math equations, and it just what does it end up being offensively? And then you compare it to last year, which was so horrible, right? So I think that's eventually, you know, that holds people up. I think on the hype for it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying it. And it's very, I'm really I don't know, striking to me, I guess, the hesitancy. There's a hesitancy to go all in, which I totally understand and I respect if someone's that way. It's not, I don't think like Sean Callahan, my cohort, the other day was Sean. One of the headlines was managing the Raiola hype during these next couple months. And my thought was there's not that much of it. I don't think there's,
no, it's,
I don't think
it's out of control. It's relatively tame. It's relatively tame.
Yeah, it is. Relatively is a good way to put it. But it's not out of control. I mean, people, it's just not. The media, it's not out of control in the media. I don't sense that it's out of control in the fan base. I've seen it out of control here, and I don't see it right now.
Not yet. Not yet anyway, but we still got 4 months till the season starts. Give it time.
Yeah, I suppose, but I don't see anything changing before they start to.
Wait till the video of him working out with Mahomes this week comes out.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that would do it. I don't think it'll do it. I don't. I think it'll have to be. I mean, I think what you're talking about is like if he goes 4 touchdown passes, 307 yards against UTEP, doesn't throw a pick and they win big, then it might start pretty fast then.
Yeah, then we'll be cooking with gas, I think. That's for sure. Simple, what are you doing this weekend? You doing anything interesting?
Granddaughter birthday party on Sunday. I'm going to watch the Derby on Sunday and not Saturday.
Oh.
So I'm going to, a friend of mine is actually going to tape it. And I'm not going to watch it tomorrow because I got too much to do. So we're going to watch it Sunday. No, I got to work tomorrow, and I think I'm just going to take it easy today. So nothing interesting at all.
That's fine. That's a good.
How about you?
No, you got a good plan. Making my first trip down to Kansas City this weekend to see the Royals.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I got to go down there and see a Royals game one of these days, one of these weekends. So I want you to kind of help me along to give me some advice.
Oh, I got you. I'll put you in the right place.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right, thanks.
Steve Sipple, HuskerOnline.com.
And dog owner.
Pipe down, bullet. All right, so let me just do this exercise real quick.
Okay.
So, texters, listeners, you tell me. Let's go all the way back to 14. 14? I'll tell you Nebraska's leading receivers in each of the years since then. Just bear with me. Kenny Bell, Jordan Westerkamp, DeMorne Pearsonell, and then Amir, and then Alonzo Moore.
Good group, good unit.
In 14. In 15, Westerkamp, Riley Moore, Seathan Carter, freshman Stanley Morgan. That's a really good group. I couldn't believe that he thought. I think that group's better than the 14 group. 16, Westerkamp, Morgan, Riley Moore, DeMorne, Carter. That might be even better. And that year they won 9 games.
Nine
games. People forget.
Wow.
17. Well, this almost doesn't even count because of how bad the defense was. Stanley, JD, DeMorne, Tyler Hoppus. It's got hops.
I heard they recently added more hops to the roster.
And then that was the year that, Ozigbo had 100 whatever yards and Stoll had less
than 100. The hearts of Husker fans everywhere.
Yeah, Jack Stoll. Stoll. 18, this is Frost's first year. Stanley, best receiver season ever I think it still is actually, yards wise, 1,000. JD, Jack Stoll. Maurice Washington. Yeah, see, that group wasn't very good.
Yeah.
19, JD, Wandale, Kanavai Noah, Jack Stoll. It's like good at the top, but doesn't finish a job. 20, Wandale, Austin Allen, Xavier Betts, Levi Falk. No. 21, I mean, this is a moot point at this point, but let's just finish the job here. 21, Samari Toure, Austin Allen, Omar Manning, Xavier Betts, Levi Falk. No. 22, Palmer,
He's down there somewhere.
Yeah, okay. So he had the number one single season receiving yards record, 1,043 that year. Marcus Washington, Vokalek, Oliver Martin. See, once again, really good at the top, nothing else. And then last year, God, I shudder to even look at these numbers. I don't even think I've ever looked at these, Josh.
Ever?
How many yards do you think Nebraska's leading receiver had last year?
Oh, God. You're going to make me sound like an idiot.
Who was this person, and how many yards do you think this person had?
I don't know. 660.
Horrible guess. Cut it in half.
Oh, God.
Billy Kemp had 310 yards receiving last year. Did Billy Kemp miss like three games? He missed one, according to this. Billy Kemp had 310 yards receiving last year. 310 yards receiving. 310.
310, huh?
310.
Wow.
Thomas Fedoni had 260. Jalen Lloyd had 237. Jalen Lloyd was 73 yards away from being Nebraska's leading receiver last year, and he had 6 catches. That offense sucked.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's going to be better. Dylan Raiola definitely walks into a much, much better situation than any Husker quarterback has in a long time. And we all think he's the best out of the quarterbacks. I don't think it's that much hype to say that he is the best. He's the best Husker quarterback in X amount of years. Like Kyle writes in, he says on Twitter, there isn't that much DR hype. Meanwhile, people are literally comparing him to Mahomes. Like, nobody thinks he's as good. Nobody thinks he's as good as Mahomes. We're making the comparisons to, I'll have the fan bases back on this one. Like, the comparisons are not because they're like, oh, this guy's going to win. Like, he's going to be the number one pick and he's going to win 6 Super Bowls. Like, no. It's because he looks like him and he throws like him and he's his, you know, Mahomes is his idol and he wears number 15 and he's got the hair, like he does all the mannerisms and stuff like that. He trains with him. Like the connection is easy to do. I'm not saying he's going to be like Patrick Mahomes, but I'm saying right now he looks like him. That's for sure. You can't deny, that's just a fact. Yeah. He just does.
Malik Nabers had 239 receiving yards in a game last season.
That would have made him Nebraska's second. 239, you said?
Yes.
That would have made him Nebraska's third leading receiver after
for the season.
One. How many catches did he have in that game?
In that game, he had 13 catches.
Okay. Well, Jalen Lloyd had him beat.
Oh, okay.
Jalen Lloyd had 6 catches for 237 yards last year. Jalen Lloyd only had 6 catches the entire season. From the YouTube.
Hi, YouTube.
That might be the worst wide receiver room at a non-service academy in FBS history.
Important caveat.
It just might be.
Non-service academy.
I mean, if you included the service academies, I mean, how would you rank them? Sergeant Joseph right before, you know, right after Jalen Lloyd, right before. All right. We'll come back. Still plenty more things to get to on a Friday in the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. But remember, still recovering a week after the storms last week on Friday, and still opportunities for you guys to get involved and either get your hands dirty a little bit or help people out in the community. Your neighbors need your help. We are one O-N-E community. Donation opportunities and ways to volunteer available for you. Just head to our website, 1620thezone.com/tornado relief.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.